Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And, you know, I was thinking about, we have lost a lot of celebrities recently, which, of course, you know what that means, right? That is more voters for the Democrats. Actually, I saw that Tucker Carlson had to apologize because he ran a story about Democratic fraud, and he mentioned by name, you know, somebody, what was the name of this person, and said that, you know, this person is like the face of the fraud of the Democrat Party. And then it turns out that the person that he named, actually, he had died, but his wife voted for him and said that she voted in his honor as Mrs. and then whatever his name was. So, first of all, I hope they check that out, because a lot of times they'll fact check something and then it turns out that the fact check isn't true. Now, Tucker Carlson did say that the remainder of that story was correct. However, the tweets that I saw said that the other people he named also were still alive, or that it wasn't correct somehow, but they didn't say how that was. So that's very sketchy to me. Now, I want to bring this up because this is something that I see a lot. Somebody on Trump's side will get something wrong, and then they will act as if that makes the entire story wrong. And then people in their mind get the idea, oh, so that story that Tucker Carlson ran wasn't true, because they had seen that one thing was ostensibly proven false. Now, I don't know how much digging they did to see if even that single incident was untrue. But this is something that's very typical, is that they'll find one thing wrong and then they'll pretend the entire thing is incorrect, report it widely, and then the public gets in their brain how it is. So, for instance, like Project Veritas, I see so many times stories over and over saying how that they had you know, that he is a proven liar and he lost these lawsuits and stuff like that. And that's just not true. He pleaded, I think, the Project Veritas guy. Project Veritas, if you don't know, is an organization that really does good investigative journalism, and they debunk, you know, these stories. And they have shown so much of fraud that have happened in these elections, and they keep saying that there's no proof, there's no evidence, and no matter how much Twitter and Facebook want to censor things, it's actually relatively easy to find proof and evidence of fraud. So then, you know, and you can move the goalpost and you can say, well, there's no widespread voter fraud. Well, I mean, if you keep changing the definition of widespread, then it'll never match that definition. It's like with the riots. They say, well, the riots are mostly peaceful. Okay. Well, in any location, in any area where there has been big political upheavings, the majority has been peaceful. But it's that relatively small amount that affects the change, right? And the left loves to change the definitions of words and move goalposts. You know, I saw a tweet recently that they said all of these things that the Republicans are saying about voter fraud are lies. And, you know, this is what they do. They lie. And then it was shown to him, the person that put the tweet out, it was shown to him that all of the things that he had called lies were actually true, that these were actually things that had happened, like, for instance, the thousands of votes that got switched from Trump to Biden. And then this guy comes back and he says, you know, things can both be true and still be part of a right-wing disinformation campaign. Now, he didn't say those exact words, but basically he was saying, well, just because the Republicans are right about these things that are happening doesn't actually mean that they're still not, you know, lying about things, basically. I wish I could find the exact tweet, and I don't have much time, as usual. I don't have much time, but I promise you that is a real tweet, and it was semi-famous over this past week, of somebody accusing the Republicans of lying, being shown the evidence that the things that they said are true and actual reported news stories, even by, you know, leftist organizations, and then coming back and still saying, well, I'm still right. You know, and this is what we're up against. However, we were up against this also in 2016, and the American people came through and they did the right thing and they got Trump into office. All right. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that my support for Trump, although I want him to beat the Democrat that they run, I mean, really, I would like to get somebody to be president who is presidential, absolutely. And I mean real presidential, like Ron Paul presidential, right? Not Mitt Romney presidential. I mean, somebody who's a statesman is who I'd like to get in there. Although I have to say that a businessman has done very well in that office. So maybe, you know, I guess if you are running something and you're accountable, that translates well over to government, where you're not accountable, but probably that habit still carries through and you still do things with kind of the mindset of these things must be done. I must be held accountable. You know, the buck stops here sort of a thing. So I'm really happy with his performance so far. And I say that knowing full well that if Biden gets in, and it looks like he's going to, but if he gets in, I will be put on some list along with many, many Trump supporters, because that is what the left has been calling for. Andrea Ocasio-Cortez is probably the most famous one, but others who blue checkmark Twitter, blue checkmark leftists are saying that there should be a truth and reconciliation committee, and that people who are Trump supporters should be put on a list. They're saying that they should alert the employer that they have somebody working for them who supported a despot like Trump. Oh, man, I saw a thing comparing Trump to a Nazi, but I mean, I know they always say that kind of colloquially, but an even more in-depth one than we usually see of, you know, Trump being this dictator Nazi. These people are nuts, man. They are really bananas. And what's also weird to me is that, you know, George Bush, they were saying such terrible things about him, and now, because he's against Trump, suddenly they love him. Same thing with McCain, right? McCain was a monster, they said. But now that he had allied himself, I mean, when he was alive, right, against Trump, suddenly he's a hero. And they're like, oh, I always liked John McCain. And the left has sold out their own values so strongly. This is why I say even if they end up winning, they still lose. But, you know, the people will lose too. And here's a great reason why. This is a story. I'm reading this from American Military News. I've seen this in many places. Outgoing Ambassador Jim Jeffrey, the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, admitted in an interview with Defense One to misleading President Donald Trump about the true number of U.S. troops deployed in Syria and convincing the president not to withdraw troops. Is that not chilling, that the president is being lied to and so therefore is keeping more troops? He promised to withdraw the troops. He got voted in saying he's going to withdraw the troops, and they lied to him. Here's a little bit more. Again, Ambassador Jim Jeffrey, U.S. Special Envoy for Syria. Jeffrey said, "We were always playing shell games to not make clear to our leadership how many troops we had there." Jeffrey said the actual number of troops in Syria is a lot more than the approximately 200 troops Trump agreed to keep in the country in 2019. According to anonymous sources who spoke with Defense One, the true number of U.S. troops in Syria is said to be around 900, though the precise number is classified and reportedly remains unknown even to Trump and the other members of his administration, hoping to bring U.S. troops out of foreign engagements. What the hell is going on? If this man is admitted on record to lying to the president, shouldn't there be some kind of repercussions for this? Should he not go to prison for this? 900, but the actual number is classified. We're not allowed to know. We pay for them. We voted for a president who should know. It's insane. It's insane. And these morons who are supposed to be against war vote in Joe Biden. If you think that we're not going to get into a war, you're crazy. If you think Joe Biden isn't going to get us into more war, I don't know what to tell you, because you're wrong as can be. And you have these fake leftists crying on television. Van Jones getting teary-eyed. I'm breaking down. Stephen Colbert, fake crying, fake getting emotional on television. Oh, man, I wish I had time. I want to play that clip for you so bad. Maybe I'll do it next week. He's got his head in his hands, and he's like, I knew Trump was going to lie. I just didn't know it was going to hurt so much. Get the hell out of here, you fake, you phony. I thought comedians made good actors. Not in his case. Stephen Colbert sucks. Don't put him in anything. Anyway, to me, I mean, lying to the president about troop movements, I think that's a bombshell, right? And not to, no pun intended. Unreal. Unfreaking believable. Well, you know what? We're trying. You know, we're trying. We're trying to get Trump to stay in there. And I'll tell you, he's not quitting. How could you not want this guy to lead the country? All of this strength to not, can you imagine you wake up in the morning and you have entire media establishments that do nothing but talk trash about you for days, for years in a row. That's all they do every day. You can't escape it. They're dragging your name through the mud. They're doing everything from blasting you for how many scoops of ice cream you got to wanting more pancakes when you're a little kid, all the way to saying that you're a Russian Manchurian candidate for years on end, cheering your impeachment, saying that you're lying with no, you know, no mealy-mouthed words or anything like that. Our liar in chief, Anderson Cooper on television. Look at the difference between the town halls between Trump and Biden. You know, Trump, Biden's town hall is all softball. Hey, you think this? When you're president, you think that this plan that's as good as you say it is, you think it's going to be that good or maybe even better? Meanwhile, Trump's is like, yeah, I know you said that you're the least racist person in the room, but like, how do you really feel, though, about are you a racist? I mean, unbelievable. But, you know, these people are ashamed. They have to be ashamed of what they do. Donald Trump, I saw a tweet saying something along the lines of, Donald Trump is the only president who hasn't aged in the 4 years that he's been in office. And somebody else, a Trump reporter, retweeted that and said, he's aged everyone else. And he has. You know, you look at people like Stephen Colbert and all these other people. They look terrible. They look terrible. The hate is twisted. It's like in the movies, right, or in comic books. The hate has twisted their faces into something unrecognizable. I'll tell you, Stephen Colbert is unrecognizable. Not for the least reason that he's not funny anymore. I mean, even his non-Trump stuff still isn't funny. He has just lost it. And these guys are talking about Trump like he's Hitler. They can't even name anything that he did that they don't like, right? I mean, he said some salty stuff, but look at the stuff that he's actually done. They would, if it was somebody else, they wouldn't even be mad about it. You know, I saw some clips from the Million MAGA March. They say there's over a million people there. And Trump drove by just smiling out the window. He looked like he was having the time of his life, guys. I'll tell you what. He's going to be okay. No matter what happens, I really think he's going to be fine. I can't believe the amount of strength this dude has. I mean, he was doing, what, 3, 4, 5 rallies a day? Full rallies, not Joe Biden's 15, 14-minute long car rallies. Didn't they find that, I could be wrong about this, but didn't they find that Joe Biden had a rally and then he wasn't even there? They just put him up on the screens and acted like he was at the rally, one of those driving car rallies. That's another disappointing thing about this, is that the neocons are back, baby. The neocons are back to power. The establishment has returned. They ran things for years, and then Ron Paul came along. He pointed out the hypocrisy, and then people saw how the Republicans back then were cheating, and the Republicans lost a couple of elections, and then the and then they ran Trump, and you know they couldn't mess with him too much. He gets in there, and he blew the thing up. He blew the thing. Trump is the proverbial bull in a china shop, and he really did shake things up, and he's still doing it. I saw a reporter is looking at his papers, and they switch over to him live. Okay, this is live, and there's a reporter. He's looking, and they say, okay, so-and-so, whatever the reporter's name is, okay, so-and-so, it's over to you. Let us know what the latest thing that Trump is doing. And he didn't realize that he was on air. And he's looking down on his papers, and he says the S word, and then he says the F word. And this guy just looks like he can't believe it. Now, I tried to find out why he was so shocked, and other people were too. I think the reason he may have been shocked is because Trump has fired many of the neocons in the Defense Department. And then probably these were people in contact with the news organization. Now, that's totally speculation. I don't know if that is true or not, and if that's actually what happened. But I could believe that. But I hope Trump fires them all. I mean, for lying to him about that, they deserve to get fired. And a lot of them feel safe because they're like, well, you know, once Trump goes away, the next administration will come in and we'll still be here. And you know, progressives are thrown under the bus again. When I outlined some things about how Trump could lose, and I said, you know, seniors hate COVID. You know, young people, upcoming, they've been fed a diet of Trump is bad their whole, you know, for their last 4 years, and now they're able to vote. Now we can do something about it, you know, especially since he doesn't like TikTok. Which is, they accuse TikTok of being a China-run organization. I don't personally think they should ban TikTok, actually. But, you know, whatever. If they're spying for the Chinese, then, then maybe they've got a case for that. But the main thing, or maybe one of the main things, is that progressives, when Bernie Sanders got cheated in 2016, progressives were hopping mad. And then when Bernie Sanders went over to Hillary Clinton and started, you know, kowtowing to her, a lot of them just voted for Trump out of spite. But Bernie Sanders dropped out earlier this time around. And of course, they were still mad because they got cheated again. But more time had gone by. So I thought, well, maybe they won't be as mad. But if I was a progressive, I'd still be mad. And I gave a counter to these things. So for the seniors, you know, I find that a lot of seniors actually are not even that upset with Trump, and they want the economy to stay open, right? And many of these places where a lot of this death has occurred is in Democrat-run areas. And I think that many people see that and still, I believe Trump support would be positive as a result. He has made so much progress with minorities as far as support goes and the LGBTQ community that I think that that support probably evens out. And in fact, it's probably a positive. And his numbers show that this time around, actually. I think that with young people, sure, a lot of them are mad at him, but a lot of them, you know, you have access now to, if you dig around, even with the censorship, you can still find so much truth on the internet. And I think that people who are young know how to use the computers well and their phones well, and I think that they can find the truth for themselves. I actually do trust that. And progressives, yeah, the progressives still know that Biden is hot garbage as far as lining up with their beliefs. So that's why I think that Trump far and away won this election. And this is just fraud that is helping them out. They keep finding more algorithms, lending more and more support to the fact that Donald Trump most likely has won in this election. Why is all this fraud in the swing states and in specific counties also? And and take heart, guys, because even if they can't prove this fraud, even if all of this stuff is no good, Trump's going to be okay, and really we're going to be okay too. All right. I mean, this is a single branch of government, and this is why I couldn't understand why the leftists were so upset. All of this stuff is important. Of course, it really is. But government moves very slowly. It's designed that way by the founding fathers. They're very, very smart. And it's been eroded. It really has been. But look, now we have a Supreme Court, a much more conservative Supreme Court. Trump has replaced hundreds and hundreds of judges with more conservative judges, and they'll hold the line for a little while. And would Trump run in 2024 when he'd be in his 80s in his presidency? You know what? After seeing what this man has done, I would not be surprised. Things are going to be okay. However, I still hope everyone is fighting tooth and nail, because I do believe that this is not over yet. And part of me, you know, I mean, maybe it's like a movie or something, but I believe, right? I believe that he's still going to get in somehow. In 2016 showed to me that, sure, the election, some of it can be fixed, but if you have enough people look at it, they're going to figure this out. And if it goes to the Supreme Court, hopefully there will be no surprises and they'll vote in Trump's favor. I saw this thing called Maidengate, and what happened is that they were voting people. Let's see here. Maidengate, Twitter warriors allege U.S. election fraud committed by hijacking of changed names. And what they're saying is that people are voting under their maiden name, not just under their regular name. And here's one. Friend who lives in California got this text and just checked, and she's still registered in Michigan, and it shows she requested an absentee but never turned it in. Yeah, so a lot of these places, a lot of these states that mailed ballots out to everybody, you know, they're getting extra ballots. They've taken those ballots and they've put other names on there so that, hoping that it would be missed, at least supposedly, I should say allegedly, because I don't know where this has gone yet. I don't know if they found this out, but I'm saying that there is a lot of fraud going on, and they're going to find it, and they're going to find proof of it. And we don't even know if it's legal that they did that. Though we might have entire counties, the hundreds of thousands of ballots thrown out, and you might say, well, you know, my vote didn't count. Well, they shouldn't have cheated. There's a reason that it's illegal to do these things, right? You can't change laws at the last second. You can't stop people from watching the polls and watching the count, and there should be a consequence for that. And if that overturns the election, well, that's how it probably should have been anyway, right? I mean, I think that Trump legitimately has won this. Of course, that's my belief. Can't prove it, but everybody should be interested in investigating and finding out the truth. And I do believe that that's probably what's going to happen. And I believe Trump is going to make it. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to get in there. Woo-wee! Well, time will tell. Guys, this is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm the Ed Man. Thanks for listening. You can reach me at edman@email.com. That's edman@email.com. Give me your thoughts. Have a happy Thanksgiving if the libs don't cancel it, or even if they do. All right, guys, do it again.